And the Gemara Nutes, first of all, from Rav Papa's Teretz, there's a few things that we learn, which are, first of all, one of the things we learn from Rav Papa's Teretz is something which is Yisod, that it doesn't say anywhere. I was looking in the Rambam. It's very difficult in the Rambam. But Lamaisa, the Gemara has a kasha, we know, we discussed this last time, that there's a mitzvah assay, Alea Hashlem Kola Karbonas Kula, that all of the karbonas should be brought on the Tamid Shel Shachar. That means to say that if you bring a karbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, then you're Mevatel Mitzvah Aseh. The only thing is, it's not clear what part of the karbon you're not allowed to bring after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Dahainu. The Pasuk Lamaisa is talking about Haktara. The Pasuk is talking about Haktara. Aleha Hakter, Aleha Hakter. That's what the Pasuk is. The Pasuk is talking about Haktara. Right? The Hikter Aleha Chalvi Ashlamim. Right? So the Pasuk Lamaisa is talking about Haktara. So, one would think, that under any circumstance, if you make the haktara of a karbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, you're mevatel in aseh. That's what you would think. However, it's mevura in our Gemara, and it seems like this is the only place in Kachim where it is mevura, that if you made the zrikas hadam before you were makir the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, there's no iser to be makir the chlavim after it, even though the pasuk is talking about the aktara. And when Rashi divri amas chalacha, that Rashi says dekaamar Rabbi Shmuel af mechusar kipurim. So the first teretz in the Gemara was that it's talking about a chatas ha'if, and a chatas ha'if there's no aktara. So Rashi says b'mitzayra ani kaamar. The first teretz in the Gemara about why a mechusar kipurim, the Braisa said that a mechusar kipurim could bring his karbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So the first teretz the Gemara tried was that it's talking about a chatas ha'if. And since it's talking about a chatas ha'if, there is no aktara. If there is no aktara, there's no bitul asay. So Rashi spells it out clearly that the bitul asay is dependent on aktara, and there is no aktara by a chatas ha'if. So you could bring the chatas ha'if afterwards, and you'll make zrikas adam al mizbeach, whatever it is that you do with the chatas ha'if, and there's no problem that the zrikas adam is going to be on the mizbeach, because the iser, the bitul asay, is aleha hashlem kol karbon is kulay, that you had to bring the aktara of the karbon. The aktara sa karbon has to be before the aktara of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So the Gemara says, according to the first teretz, and the way Rashi explains it, by echatas ha'ayim, where there is no aktara, there's no problem. So l'chayr the zrikas adam. L'chayr the zrikas adam has got nothing to do with the bitul asay. If there's no aktara, you can make the zrikas adam after the aktara of the Bein Arbayim. So one would think that the other way around would also be like that. If I made the zrikas adam before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, it still will be usher to make the aktara. That's what I would think. Because the zrikas adam is not the issue. The issue is the aktara. Aber l'maisa, in this sugi, in two places, it's mavur, that the zrikas adam was beforehand, there's no issue to bring the aktara. Where's the first place? So the first place is on this teretz that Rav Papa gave. What does Rav Papa say? So the Gemara says, how is it possible for a person to bring his carbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim if he's a mechusar kipurim, he's a mevatel in aseh? So Rav Papa says that you don't have to say it's talking about a chatas ha'if. Afilu teima b'chatas behema. Ma'ala u'meilina b'roishe shel mizbeach. He'll put it on the mizbeach, and if he puts it on the mizbeach, l'chayra, I'm going to say the word l'chayra, it's not going to become naisar. And therefore, he'll wait till after the Tamid Shal Shachar tomorrow, and he'll bring it. Break the Gemara Kasha on the days. Break the Gemara Kasha, the second place. The Gemara Amr LaRav Shaman Barab LaRav Papa Lidi Dcha. According to you, Da Amrit Malu Umelina Barash Shal Mizbeach. According to you, that you said that you could be Malu in it Barash Shal Mizbeach. How could you do that? Would we do something that would cause the Kohanim to attack Kola? You're saying, let him shecht his chatos after the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. You'll put the meat on the Mizbeach and it'll wait till tomorrow. But how are the Kohanim going to know what happened? A Kohen's going to come, and he's not going to know that you shechted this behemoth after the Tomei. He'll think that you shechted it beforehand, and he'll be makter the Evarim. So he's going to take something where the Zrikas Adam was done after the Akravas HaTomei. He'll think that the Zrikas Adam was done before the Akravas HaTomei, and he'll be makter it. So you're being machshel him. So it says Mefurish in Rashi then, that the Zrikas Adam was done before the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. There's no Easter to be maktered afterwards. That's what Rashi says. Let's see what Rashi says. The Sabra Diyaymahu Kishimaktirim Kal Halayla Eivarim Shinitaisu Mirkarbanais Shinishchatu Vinizrak Domam Kaidim Latamid. When they're being maktered the whole night, the Eivarim that are left over from the Karbanais that were geshachtin and their Zrikas Adam was Kaidim Latamid. The Yiras Avar Malalu, they'll see these Eivarim. Yusivarim Shigamelu Nitaisu Veruin Lakhtar Sayyid. They'll think they also came from before. So you see that it's possible to have a mistake on the Ivarim that have to be hooked out on the Mizbech, but it's mutter even after the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. Why? Because the Zrikas Adam was done beforehand. Lest you're going to say that it's only because it was Al HaMizbeach, that's why. But let's say it wasn't on the Mizbeach. Let's say I never put it up on the Mizbeach. Maybe there's no such din. So Rashi says later in the Gemara, not like that. The Gemara in the later says, the Gemara later in the Testament Bay says, the Gemara asks Akasha, Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana has a sphere and two psukim, the Testament Bay is in the middle of the Daf. Rav Kahana has Akasha, see that says lo yonel chayil chagiyad baikin. It says, but in regard to the way Rashi learns with the Karm Chagiga, that you can't leave everything over till the morning. That means to say, Ad Baiker Hu Delo Yolin, Hakol Alay Lekulo Yolin. So you see that you're only not allowed to let it go till the morning, but the whole night you could be, you're allowed to be makdirit. Uksiv, but another pasuk says, V'ikdir Aleh Achal V'yashlom Em Aleh Hashlem Kol HaKabonis Kulon. But how could you say that you could be makdirit the whole night? The only problem is you can't be makdirit in the morning. You have to be finished till the morning. You have to be finished before the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim for the Gemara. So the Gemara, Humaisiv Lava Humafarkla, Kishini Toysru. It's talking about that pasuk that says that you could do it the whole night is Kishini Toysru. Zot Rashi. Mikarbanais Shinizrak Damam Kaidim Tamid. A carbon that the Zrikas Adam was before the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. V'lai he speak ula hakrid, and they didn't have the opportunity to be makrid. So in that case, the Gemara, the way Rashi learns, is saying, if the Zrikas Adam of a carbon was done before the carbon Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim, it's mutter to be makrid the chulav in the afterwards. So even though, l'maisa, the Isser of Hashlama is Bahaktara, there is no Isser in Zrikas Adam. Because by Chatos Ha'if, like we said in the first Gemara's Teretz, where there is no Aktara, you're Lechatchila allowed to go and Shech Ha'if and make Zrikas Adam after the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. So even though the Isser has got nothing to do with Zrikas Adam, Zrikas Adam is not what the Isser is talking about. This is talking about Aktara. If you made the Zrikas Adam beforehand, that's matter to be makir of the korban even after the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. So Rashi says a svara. The kibun de nira lakrava kaidim lachem. Since you made it roi lakrava, ala tamid shol shachar hu mushlam. The who says olea hashlem kola kabonis kula. You have to be mashlim the carbon at the tamid shol as the tamid shol shachar. This is, so since you made the zrikas adam beforehand, the haktara that you make afterwards is not considered as if you're being mashlim with karbon on the tamei shel bein arbayim, since it was right la haktara beforehand. There's no bitul asay, and this lechayra is the only place in zvachim and menachos where this halach is mavur. It says so mafurish in the Rambam, but this is the only place where it's mavur.
That it's dependent. What's the chiddush here? That it's dependent on zrikas adam, or that you're allowed to do hektar chalavim?
No, the bitul asay of making hektar chalavim after the tamei shel bein arbayim is only a karban that the zrikas adam was not done beforehand. If the zrikas adam was done beforehand, you're lechatchil allowed to be makter. It's mavur in two places in this sugya. It's mavur. I don't think there's any other place. I looked at other. They don't bring any other. This is a place. So my reason to shtickle gemara to just skim by, because it's a, okay. Let's go one more thing. Okay, this teretz. There's another gevaltik chiddush, which I don't know that this is the pshat, but I think that this is the pshat, and I want to share it with you. So Rav Papa, this halacha that you're allowed to put the ivarim and the mizbeach. Let's review for a second. You should remember where we're holding, right? There's one mandamer that holds that you're only allowed to bring the car, that you're allowed to bring the mechusar kippurim is allowed to bring his carbon after the tamid if he has to bring the carbon pesach, because thus he has the car sheish but carson is dachim. But the other mandamer in the braisa holds that any mechusar kippurim who has a mitzvah saseh to eat his carbon shlamim, even though it's not a mitzvah saseh, even though it's not a mitzvah saseh sheish by karis, is allowed to be makiv his carbon chatos after the tamid shel bein arbayim. So Gemara Sakasha, why one essay better than the other essay? And the Miri explains, in this essay you're being over by a dayim. So it's right. So why is this essay better than the other essay? So the Gemara says, you know what? He's not going to be over the essay. What he'll do is, he'll put it on the Mizbeach, and it'll be makter tomorrow, because there won't be any, so Malas of the Gemara, Rapapam, Rapil Tema Bechatis Behima, Mala Umeilina Bereisha Shomizbeach. It's possible for a Mechusar Kippurim, listen carefully, it's possible for a Mechusar Kippurim to bring his carbon chatos after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbayim. Aye, there's an Isra Asay to be Matya the Chlovim. He'll put the Eivarim and the Chlovim on the Mizbeach. And the Mela Tamaru after the Tamei Shel Shachar, he'll be Matya them. And he's allowed to do that. Zok Drashi. Mailu Melina Bereisha Mizbeach, could exceed the Krivel of Ne Hashem the Chippur Aleha. He'll bring it tomorrow after the Tamei Shel Shachar. Zok Rashi. Velina eino peiselas bereisha mizbeach. If you have it on the mizbeach, it doesn't become pasul. It's not noisar. Kidamer bezvachim beperek hamizbeach mekadesh. Like it says in mizbeach mekadesh. Ledivrei hakoyel. According to everyone, delo yeirdu. This Rashi that says Ledivri HaKoyl is very shver, because it shouldn't be Ledivri HaKoyl. What does Rashi mean when he says Ledivri HaKoyl? Rashi is saying that a papa who said his teretz that you could put it up on the Mizbech is going Ledivri HaKoyl. What does it say over there in Perek Mizbech Mekadish? The first Mishnah in a Mizbech Mekadish says Allah, if something is possible, because it's Yaitzah, it's Tomei, it's Noisar, and someone puts it up on the Mizbeach, the Isur, the Mizbeach will take it and you're makter. What that means, we don't know. That's a halach of the Gemara Darshan from a puzzle. So if something is puzzle, Mamish became puzzle. It was Noisar, it was in the Mizbeach, it was Noisar, or someone took it chutz from the Beis HaMikdash, or Yaitzah chutz from Yerushalayim, whatever it became possible, if someone be Ether put it on the Mizbeach will be coiled it, number one. Mishnah number two, something which is on the Mizbeach overnight does not become Noisar. Number three is a Shaila that the Gemara declares. What's a Gemara Shaila? The Gemara declares a Shaila, it's a Machlekes Rabbah and Rabbah. If someone takes something which is possible and he puts it on the Mizbeach, and then another client says, what'd you do? And he takes it off. You don't put it back on. Something was noisar. A client put it on Mizbeach B'Yisr. So if you would have left it there, you would have been makrid it. Now another client comes and says, what did this guy do? This was noisar. And he pulls it off. You don't put it back on. Everybody agrees. What happens, however, if something was on the Mizbeach all night? If something was on the Mizbeach all night, the Gemara and Pezayin declares in Shiloh. We know that if something was Noisar and someone put it on, and then the claim took it off, you don't put it back on. Because really it was Noisar. Mali, you put it on the Mizbeach, there's a lock that the Mizbeach has coiled it. That's only when it's there. You take it off and it's back to being Noisar. What happened if something was on all night? Then a claim takes it off. Now does it go back or not? So this is a machlekes Rava and Rabba. Rabba holds that it didn't become Noisar, and therefore even if you take it back, you can put it back on. Rava holds you can't put it back on. That even though the halach is that it was all night, it didn't become Noisar, but if it got taken off, you can't put it back on. So what's the machlekes? So the pashtus, the machlekes between Rava and Rabba is that according to Rabba, something which was on the Mizbeach all night never became Noisar. According to Rabba, it did become Noisar. But the halach is that the Mizbeach is koilate something which is Noisar. But it didn't change anything. It became Noisar. So Al-Kain, if you take it off, you can't put it back on. So according to the... So why in the world would you be allowed to put something on the Mizbeach in the first place? If you hold like Rabba, let's talk about Rav Papa's Teretz. Rav Papa said that I have an Eitzah for a Mechusar Kippurim. Let him make the Shechita. The whole problem is the Akhtara. So he won't make the Akhtara. He'll put it on the Mizbeach. So Bishlama, you hold like Rabba and Zvachim, that it never becomes nicer when it's on the Mizbeach. The raya that it never becomes noisar is because even if someone tomorrow will take it off, you're allowed to put it back on. So I understand that you're allowed to put it on lechatchila because you're not making kachim pasul. The lashon of kachim was a navy kachim lebetzul. It's not going to become pasul. What's the raya that it's not going to become pasul? Because tomorrow, when it's there, if someone takes it off, you're allowed to put it back on. But according to Rava holds that if someone takes it off tomorrow, you're not allowed to put it back on. So according to Rava, obviously the pshat is if it became noisar. Ayla Maisa, you're maktir. You're maktir because when something's on the Mizbeach, you're maktir. It's on the Mizbeach. You take it off, it's noisar. So how could you say, according to that man Zomar, that you're allowed to put it on lechatchila? Rashi says it's l'divrei HaKoyel. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says that Rav Papa's Teretz is only according to Rabba and not according to Rabba. Tosfos, that which Rav Papa says that you're allowed to lechatchila put it on the Mizbeach, is only because according to the man Zomar holds it, it's never going to become Noisar. But according to the man Zomar holds that it becomes Noisar, it shouldn't be mutter to put it on. So that we're left with a plea on Rashi. The Rashi says, L'divrei HaKoyel. The Rashi says, according to everyone in Pesachim, Rav Papa's Teretz is good. Why should you be able to put something, L'chatchila, on the Mizbeach, if it's going to be made with a Tzul? Ilam Aisha is going to be Makhtarit. So what? Noisar that gets on the Mizbeach, you're also. So, Merduch Tzach. There's really two mahalchim that you could say in Rashi, but I favor to say the pshat in Rashi like this. There's an iser to be maybe kachim l'day psul. You're not allowed to do something which will pass the kachim. That iser to be maybe kachim l'day psul is because by being maybe the kachim l'day psul, you're going to limit the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to do with them, and you're not going to be able to do them. Whatever it is, you're maybe l'day psul. You're supposed to eat it. You made it tameh. You're not going to be able to eat it. There's a mitzvah to eat it. But if it's not going to change the kiyum hamitzvahs with this kachim, then you're allowed to do it. The Rashi is going to have to hold you allowed to make it a dipsul. It's not a mitzvah deraisa anymore to make it a dipsul. So it could be in this, maybe it's a mitzvah derabanan. So memela Rashi holds that even though lamaisa in reality it becomes noisar, but since you're making it noisar in such a way that you're still going to be, there's still going to be akkara, Rashi holds that there's no mitzvah to do it. So Rashi holds that even according to that man Dharma, that also becomes noisar. Here's the timsel where you're making the kachim puzzle, and lamaisa it's not going to get in the way of any of the kiyum mitzvahs that you have with the kachim. So memela Rashi holds, but I got there's no mitzvah to be maybe kachim l'dipsul. So kum d'chayis, we have, from this teretz that Rav Papa says here in the Gemara, we have kama v'kama limudim. The first limud we have from this is that the iser of alea hashlem kola kabonas kula is only if you didn't make shrikas adam beforehand. If you made Zrikas Adam beforehand, there's no Easter whatsoever. That's the one thing we learn from the Gemara about Rav Papa. And the second thing is we learn according to Rashi that the din that should have to be made in Kachem with Epsul is only when it's going to restrict your Kiyom HaMitzvahs in the Kachem. But at the end of the day, you're going to be able to be Mekayim all the Mitzvahs. It's not going to make any enough Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Sushkai.
No, I got it before, but I couldn't get it now.
Okay, good.